Look, it's mean a lot for local communities that's trying to run agricultural shows over the years and have done so successfully. It's always great to get a bit of money in to help to run these shows, because they're very expensive with insurance and whatever else. So I think there in Sligo, Beltray and Scrone, Grange and Riverstown is getting something about 30,000 for the four shows, and that's wonderful news. So everything is positive in that line. It's good to be getting this money. Seems to be money there for lots of things now, and it's great to get it for something to do with farming and agriculture, because all these things are traditions, and you know, in the summertime, tourists visit and they love to see these shows. So yeah, it has to be only a positive development, like for agricultural shows, particularly here in the Northwest.
Yeah, you spoke about traditions there, and obviously the funding is incredibly important to the show, but it's also important what the shows represent as well, isn't it?
It is indeed. Look, at a lot of these shows, they represent, you know, what farming business was carried on for maybe hundreds of years in the region, and a lot of those traditions are dying out, and the ways of farming was in the past. And maybe it's a good thing and a timely reminder that actually these traditional ways of farming and what's shown at shows, you know, might educate people as to how things was and how things have changed over the recent, you know, decades. And you wouldn't know in what had happened in the next 5 years with all the talk of re-wetting and all the rest of it. So we might actually have to depend on the next generation to do some of the agricultural practices that that be carried on at these shows.